This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. The Seattle Sounders play the final game of their regular season this weekend. They host Real Salt Lake at CenturyLink Field on Sunday at 4 p.m. Sports commentator Art Thiel says there's a lot at stake. He spoke to KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick via Skype.
Art, a lot on the line Sunday. Set the scene for us.
This could be a very dramatic game for the Sounders because they could miss the playoffs for the first time in their seven-year Major League Soccer history. They are one of seven teams seeking six spots in the MLS Western Conference playoffs. Three teams are already in: Dallas, Los Angeles, and Vancouver. And Seattle is one of four teams competing for the final three spots. They have a record of 14 wins, 13 losses, and six draws, which is the acme of mediocre. And there's a lot of playoff permutations, but the Sounders can make it really simple on themselves and their fans by winning Sunday, because if they win that game, they're in. If they tie or they lose, then the permutations are endless as to whether they make it, and if so, who they will play.
Well, I don't think the players or fans expected all this drama at the end of the regular season. Let's talk about what's happened to this team, which is normally so successful and looked like they could go all the way at the beginning of the season.
That certainly was the expectation, but they've had an enormous amount of roster disruption, and it's really inhibited a free-flowing style of play. They've had a number of injuries. Of course, all teams have those. And they've also had a number of international call-ups for the various competitions that the Sounders also engage in. And the better teams have to deal with that as well. And then they've also had a couple of suspensions that were under their control and guys messed up. Clint Dempsey tore up a referee's notebook in one game and got a suspension. And Marco Papa was found to be driving drunk, and so he was suspended. All of this has added up to a team that does not possess the ball very well and doesn't advance the action very well. They've got so many new players because in the international transfer window, the Sounders added four quality players. Some of them are playing out of position where they're uncomfortable, and it's always a clumsy thing to try to add new players at midseason, and the Sounders are paying the price by not having much flow and continuity in their offensive attack.
Well, that happened when they got Clint Dempsey, too, when he first came to the Sounders, kind of in the middle of everything. And you're observing that they're not connecting, that they look like strangers out on the pitch.
Yeah, it's really an odd thing for a team that has a core of veterans that should be playing well together. The new guys have not blended in well, and they're just not getting the ball to Clint Dempsey and Obafemi Martins in the place where they could be most useful. These guys are two of the best players in the MLS, and they're not being used well enough by the rest of the team to advance the offense. So that's the biggest problem. I doubt if they can fix it in one game. This is not looking like a solid playoff contender right now.
So what happens if the team does miss the playoffs, or they get in and get out quickly?
I think it will be a real problem for the Sounders to continue with the same core group because it's clearly not delivering on this, and it may be time for a coaching change. I'm not saying that Siggy Schmidt has done a bad job, but there were such expectations with this team, and they have so many resources. Given the attendance at the Sounders games, which is more than 40,000 average, which is double the next best team, there's a lot of resources here, a lot of money, a lot of investment, and especially the emotional and financial investment from the fans, and they haven't even been rewarded with an MLS Cup appearance, much less a championship. So that would be my guess, is there's going to be major overhaul if these guys don't advance far in the playoffs.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.